afternoon, Gambler.
Hey, how you doing?
Tony.
I'm doing great, because this is a show we like to call Bro Bets.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. What it is a podcast for degenerates, by degenerates.
Yeah. 100.
What we do is we talk about everything in the betting world, everything there is, all the games that are being played, every sport. We leave none out. We give all the best information we can. Sometimes we give out some picks. Sometimes they win. Sometimes they lose.
Yeah, sometimes you hit big parlays too, so easy on that degenerate stuff, because the more big parlays you win, Tony, the less and less you could consider a degenerate, am I right?
And more of a sharp, I would
say. Are we sharp money now?
You know what I mean? Nah, close.
We're getting there.
Close.
We're getting there.
This episode is brought to you by mybookie.ag, promo code BRU, B-R-U, 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 or bro. My positive, try them both. And if you try both of those, what you do is you get a 50% deposit on your first deposit up to $1,000. So you deposit $100, you have $150 to play with.
How about that?
They just can't beat it.
It's real easy how that works.
Yeah, it's called free money, guys.
Free money.
Yeah. Oh, and let me read this here. I just saw a tweet from the man, the myth, the legend behind mybookie.ag, the anonymous gambler.
Oh, anonymous gambler.
Gambler who makes the lines and stuff for mybookie. He tweeted, 2019 Masters odds are posted as a gift from your old friend, Anonymous Gambler. He's authorized 50% of your largest bet to be returned to your account as a free play once the cut happens. So whatever you bet on the Masters, say you bet $500 on the Masters, and whatever your largest play is, so if you bet $500 just as your largest play, once the cut happens, he's going to give you $250
back.
That's
a good dude.
Wow.
It's not a bad situation.
Not at all.
It's a gift.
It is a gift.
More free money.
We will be covering the Masters on Wednesday. It is a big week. We have the Masters starting Thursday. We got two Champions League quarterfinal days, Tuesday and Wednesday. We got playoffs, the eighth seed in the East, the sixth, seventh, eighth seed, whatever the fuck it is, in the East is being decided tomorrow. And Wednesday, and then we also have baseball. We got hockey playoffs starting this week. Oh, and tonight is the national championship.
Yes.
In college.
Whoa, there's that.
So really, a light slate today, to be honest.
It is light.
There's no hockey.
Nope.
There's no NBA.
Nope.
There's Major League Baseball.
Got a ton.
And we have the national championship.
Put more action on the national championship.
Let's go through our national championship picks right now.
Okay.
Todd, do you want to start us off?
Sure. I like Texas Tech plus one.
You love Texas Tech.
I do. I've been on that train since the tournament started.
That's true.
They have played beyond my expectations. Yep. I had them going to the Final Four and losing to Michigan State, but that didn't happen. They
nice
won
bowl,
that game in convincing
fashion. Yeah.
Can you stop right there? Because not many people had Texas Tech in their Final Four.
No.
This guy did.
Todd did.
This guy did. So
I
listen
sure
up.
Did.
Tony Brackers did as well, but, you know, Todd, much higher on
I know we're talking about Todd.
Because you know way more about what you're talking about.
No,
so less impressive for you. But I will say that Virginia has dodged bullets in the last three games. I think their luck
really
runs out tonight. Texas Tech has won every game in convincing fashion. Like we said, they seem to get stronger every game. I mean, it's incredible. Mm-hmm. Culver, Moretti, Mooney, they're just going to be too much for Virginia tonight. I don't know if I want to include this in parlay, but I also like this over at 180.
Over? Really?
I mean, I understand the giant football stadium, the optics of that.
It's different, Todd. It's different.
Well, they're used to it now.
But they've each got a game under their belt in that arena now, so I look for the shooters to be a little more dialed in than they were on Saturday. Oh, 118 points is, I mean, the public has gone so strong on the under. They've got that total way down. Man, that's not a lot of points.
That's
and I think Texas Tech is red fucking hot right now, and I think they're going to have their way with Virginia. I think they're going to hit that over.
Gorms, what do you got first?
You know, Todd, I tell you what, I love what you're selling. I really do. And I'm going to sell this thing to you guys.
Okay.
Like, I know what I'm talking about.
Sell me.
But let me preface this with this.
Got it.
I really, this is as tough a hell of a game to pick
that
I have broken down in the last, you know, I'm serious.
In a long time.
In a long time.
Sure. Jeffrey Gordon's been breaking down games for a long time.
They are similar
teams. He's the
original
bro man himself.
So I am going back to, Todd, Tony, I'm going back to that thing we cannot look a past.
What can we not look past?
The gut. When the gut speaks to you, the gut.
The old grit?
Yes, the grit
untangible.
And the gut.
Same, intangible, yeah. Non-tangible, however you say it. It's not tangible.
Number one seed, Virginia Cavaliers. What did they do last year? What
they
did they
do? They lost
to a
16 seed.
That's right. And they got right back in the gym, and they said, we are not going to get slapped
around.
Hell of
a story.
Tony Bennett, yeah, hell of a story. Come back. I just think it's – great singer, great basketball coach. I think this team is going to find out what it takes to win a national championship a year after being the first number one seed bounced. Yep. I think it's one of those karma games. Love Texas Tech, Todd. Nothing against them. Jared Culver showed up a little bit in the second half for them. They need a big game from him. When they need him. So I'm just saying, the defense, which is crazy good, Tony Bennett finds a way with the boys tonight. I'm taking Virginia, minus half, minus a point, minus a point
minus
and a half.
One,
I mean, it's there, but I'm going Virginia.
Yeah, the line currently on mybookie.ag is minus a point and a half for Virginia. I decided to buy it up to two and take Texas Tech. They're very, very evenly matched teams.
So even, yeah.
But I am going to go with the team that has possibly a top five draft pick, definitely top 15, definitely a lottery pick.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with Texas Tech and Culver. The bet that I am more confident on is the under.
Okay,
Tony.
I am going to go with the under. This is the lowest total of the year for both teams. There have been two games this year, though, where Virginia has had a 119 total. And both of those against Wisconsin, they scored 99 total points. And then against Oregon in the tournament, the total went to 102. So both times when it was a low total, they covered the under easily.
Handedly.
So I'm going to stick with that trend.
Attaboy.
I think it's going to be slow. So, yeah, I'm going to go Texas Tech in the under. This under, or this total right now, is the lowest total by 10 points ever in the national championship game.
Yeah.
Ever. It's going to be a slow game. I'm sure it'll be enjoyable.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I didn't like how Virginia, they weren't able to slow it down like they wanted to against Auburn.
Yeah, I mean, it was still a very low score.
There was
game.
Periods of that game where they let Auburn run on them,
which
was not like them. So I just can't see them being able to do that the entire game against Texas Tech. But on the flip side, Texas Tech is going to slow it down.
Yeah, they're not going to try to run.
Yeah, but I like that you took the Texas Tech because I think this is going to be a very close game.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes down to the line, you look for that one player who can take
the
game in his own hands. And that's Culver, even though he didn't have a great game when they needed him in the second half.
Yeah, he went off.
He just took over.
Yeah. The two semifinal games, the two final four games, Virginia Auburn went to, 135, and then Texas Tech Michigan State went to 112. Those were the totals there. So it's been a low score in Final Four in general. So those are our picks for tonight.
But guys, real quick, are you excited? I mean,
I'm
asking honestly.
No.
This is Virginia, who's never, against Texas Tech.
I'm excited because it's a great story. I love when we get to the end of the year here and we just have a great story in a team like Texas Tech.
Right.
I mean, it's an incredible
story. Either way, you're going to get a great story. You're going to get the number one seed bounced last year by 16
Correct.
Seed or Texas Tech finding a way
and
to
Lubbock
come from
may
the bottom
down.
Of the barrel and winning this.
Lubbock may burn down. They've already canceled classes.
Yeah.
But as far as the matchup, no. I mean, I'd rather see a higher scoring game probably.
Sure.
Tony. I don't know. I mean, I'm going to watch it, obviously. I'm going to bet on it. I'm going to watch it. I almost took first 10 minutes under 27.5 as well.
That's weird.
It's a low one, too. I mean, it was just on the board. I almost saw it. So those are our national championship picks for tonight. The only thing we have left is baseball. I'm going to start. I only have one baseball pick, and my stat for you is that teams that Homer Bailey has started for in the last 21 games have gone 1-20. So the White Sox are facing the Seattle Mariners. Homer Bailey is getting the start against King Felix, who is not the same King Felix. Obviously.
Oh, bite your tongue,
he's
Tony.
He's not, Jeffrey, and you know he's not. He didn't even get the opening day start this year
That's
for
true.
Them. But I'm going to ride the Homer Bailey losing train, and I'm going to take the Mariners.
Okay. Nice.
That's my one MLB pick. Do you have any, Gorms?
I got a parlay.
Okay.
I got a parlay. I am taking King Felix. I'm taking the Mariners tonight.
They're hot.
They are on the road at the Royals. I am also going.
Royals, my bad. What did I say? White Sox?
Yeah.
That's on me.
They are going against. My parlay will be up with the Mariners to continue their winning ways, and I am going to take Michael Trout, the hottest player in Major League Baseball right now, and and the Angels on the road against the Brewers. Angels are not a great team.
No, Mike Trout
is a great baseball player. I'm going toe in the water, two-team parlay, take the Mariners and the Angels tonight.
Trout has 5 home runs in his last 4 games. He's on absolute fire. He's incredible. He won, I think it was Saturday or Sunday, he had 2 home runs.
Bombs.
And they won 3-1 or something like that. He's legitimately getting wins for them.
Right, right. So,
Todd, what do you got?
I have the Dodgers. I think are -114.
Okay.
When I looked on the road against the Cardinals. They have, and I hope I say this correctly, Hyun Jin Ryu.
Pretty good.
Yeah,
pretty good. Todd
on the mound. He's great. Obviously, 42-28 lifetime record with an ERA of 3.17. Mm-hmm. He's 2-0 so far with an ERA of 2.08. Mm-hmm. 13 strikeouts and 13 innings and a WHIP of .769.
Oh, Todd, bringing up WHIPs.
This guy
early too. Early with the WHIPs.
Dominant. I think he's dominant tonight. The Dodgers are averaging almost eight and a half runs per game, 9.67 in away games.
Uh-huh.
And St. Louis at home only averaging 3.67. I think this is an easy one. I just can't believe that the odds are that low.
I can't wait for you to start bringing up like wins above replacement and shit like that. Well, the Cards have Mikanoš starting as a pitcher.
Yeah.
So that's your one pick for today?
I have more than
go
that.
Ahead,
but
go.
I don't know how deep you want to go.
Get crazy, Todd.
I mean, it's a quick show today. All we got is baseball and fucking basketball, so go.
I like the Cubs at home against the Pirates. The Pirates are only batting .111 against left-handers, and they're facing a great left-hander, John Lester. He's great at Wrigley.
Good ball first.
Yeah, so I think they're in trouble there. And the Cubs have been hitting .326 off righties.
Mm-hmm.
So I think
not Jameson Taillon though.
Yeah, I know. But I like him in this game.
Yeah,
I think
there's
lots of value there.
Yeah.
And Atlanta.
Better. Cubs fans are restless, by the way.
Oh my god.
Oof. Go ahead, Todd. Sorry.
Atlanta, they're +115, I think, on the road against the Rockies. The Rockies are averaging 2.8 runs per game, while the Braves are averaging almost 5 runs per game. I think they have the pitching of it. They're facing
Kyle Freeland.
Yeah.
Who almost won the Cy Young last year.
Right. He's very, very good. But on the other side, Julio Teheran,
mm-hmm.
am I saying that correctly?
Yep.
He has a 3.6 ERA, mm-hmm. I think, in his career. But on the road, the last 14 road games, teams are only hitting .185 against him.
Oh,
so
fucking steady.
I think that the pitching is going to cancel out, and you're just going to look at who's the better offensive team now.
I love when this is why the guy's here.
Dude, I love football stats when Todd goes deep. I love basketball stats. I love it. And he's been good at it. But when he starts whipping out baseball stats and we're like first, second week in the season, I get excited.
I'm here whipping out stats now. NFL comes around, you won't hear one fucking stat. It's all opinion-based once the NFL and college football comes around. All right, light day. Those are our picks for today. I don't think because you're going with Virginia. We're going with Texas Tech.
Yeah.
He's got the over. I've
I don't
got
know
the
that
under.
There's a cup of coffee.
There's no parlay today. You know what you do today? Create your own, maybe with some baseball or basketball, whatever you do, and you send it to us on Twitter at BroBroBets. Follow our action, myaction.app/BroBroBets. We'll be back tomorrow. Champions League, NBA, baseball, national championship recap. We probably have a little. We'll do a NHL playoff preview with Nikki Raldi, Nikki Skates. Maybe we'll get some series winners who we think is going to go there. Ty will be back with baseball picks. Everything will be back to normal tomorrow. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell any degenerate that you know. BroBroBets, subscribe, rate, review.
Get it.
We appreciate all of you, and we wish you just the best of luck.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Guys.
Pay him. Pay that man his money.